Hi, my name's Michelle Jones and I'm a rep for Usdaw. I'm also the chair of my branch and I work for Sainsbury's and I'm on Academy One.
Tell me a bit about Academy, why it's so important to Usdaw, and also tell me a bit about the progression within the Academy.
Okay, so initially Academy was set up to educate reps so they could do a better job. So you're involved in meeting other reps that have been through, we go through a two-day selection process, and then from then we are told we're good enough to go on. We then do lots of classroom work, which helps us with things like mapping, which helps us with recruitment. We give a positive vibe about the union, and we're there to support the reps that are in the workplace, so we can come in and maybe ask them about what needs to be done. Some of the places I've been into don't even have a board, so there's no Usdaw awareness at all, so it seems like making people aware that there is a union there for them that can help them if they ever need any help, or just to support them. Also, we try and get reps in places so that those reps can then organise their own workspace, and they know their colleagues much better, they know their managers much better, and it gives for a smoother kind of interaction between the companies and the union.
Tell me a bit about how you've personally benefited from being part of Usdaw, and also how you've helped others within your workplace.
Okay, so I met a lady called Sharon Hargrave, and she was my area organiser, and I at that point didn't even know I could be a rep in my store. I was a member, I've always been in a union wherever I've worked, and she said no, you could be a rep. So I thought, great, so I decided to be a rep, started going on the training, and then after a few years a position was made available to me to be a mobile union learning rep, and I'm from a sort of education background anyway, so I thought that would be great. So I did that last year and went out and just made people aware of all the education that's out there for them, be it work-related or not. Some, you know, level 2 qualifications they can put on their CV that's nothing to do with work but might inspire them to do something other than retail. Because there are a lot of people that work in retail that are there for, I don't know, reasons of family particularly. I went part-time and worked at Sainsbury's because I was closer to my kids. Before that, I did something completely different. So the education's great because it just sparks something in people that they know that there is something else outside of retail. Retail can be quite all-inclusive because you work all different hours and all that kind of stuff. It's difficult to do a night class. It's, you know, some people don't have time with their children and everything else, but if you're doing things online, it's so much easier, and there's lots of online courses. So that's kind of how I've helped. And then I'm also the branch chair of Yorkshire Sainsbury's, and that's been brilliant because I've been able to go to ADM and see the whole the annual delegates meeting and see the whole of how it all works, how we make decisions about things, how we lobby the government. And, you know, it's just, for me, it's been the reason why I stay in retail.
That, I think that's really important, and a really good point is the, as you mentioned the word inspiration there, you can be inspired to do other things outside of retail. Is that the one of the biggest benefits of Usdaw for you, and teaching other people that, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to, I can't believe I've worked for Sainsbury's 10 years, it just flies by like that, and it's just so nice to be able to say to someone, actually, if you're really, really interested in that, why don't you do that, that might take you to another place, and a level 2, then you go to a level 3, and then the next thing you know, people are leaving. There's a girl that was at my store who got a candle making kit for her kids for Christmas, and she started making them and stuff. I said, you know what you need to do, you need to start making these things. She's left now, she sells them to shops all over the place, the Isle of Wight, there's even a shop in Pocklington, she's got them there, and it's just fantastic just to have that conversation and sort of, you know, say to someone, it's okay to do that, you don't have to stay here, maybe you could manage it together, kind of thing, you know, and just sort of light a spark in someone's mind sometime. It's good.
Yeah, I think that motivation is really important. In one sentence, why should someone that works in retail consider joining Usdaw?
For me, it's a family. We all look after each other. The more members we have, obviously, the stronger we are. But if it's just nice to have that port of call when you're feeling a bit under the weather, or you're feeling like things aren't quite how they used to be, or someone sort of said something to you and you think, no, they shouldn't really be talking to me like that. It doesn't have to escalate. You just have that sort of shoulder. That's what's nice, is we all support each other and are always very welcoming to everyone.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.